All right, so get this. We're diving into sleight of mouth today.
Sleight of mouth.
Yeah, have you
I have.
Have you heard of this?
I have heard of sleight of mouth.
Yeah, so it's this technique for reframing beliefs and winning arguments.
Okay.
But like really strategically using language.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple sources for this one.
Okay.
We've got like Doug O'Brien's marketing materials for his training. And then we also have this recent article that goes into some real world uses.
Yeah.
So what we're hoping to do in this deep dive is give you enough of the core concepts of sleight of mouth to spark your interest.
Cool.
And maybe even have you try it out in your own life.
I love it.
So it's like this.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a magic trick almost with language.
I like that.
Doug O'Brien calls it verbal Aikido.
Verbal Aikido.
You know Aikido? The martial art.
Mm-hmm.
And he even uses this example of like an aging grandmother who knows Aikido and disarms a mugger with it.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
Instead of meeting force with force, you kind of redirect it.
Yeah.
You use the person's energy against them.
Yeah.
So how does that work with language?
That's a great question.
Like, how do you redirect someone's words or their beliefs?
Well, I think that's where the NLP comes in.
Okay.
So NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, it's all about how our thoughts, language, and behavior are all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, sleight of mouth is rooted in that.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not just you being a smooth talker.
Yeah.
There's like a deeper level to this.
There is a deeper level. So Robert Diltz, who's an NLP expert, he studied Richard Bandler.
Oh, wow.
Who's one of the co-creators of NLP.
Yeah.
And Richard Bandler was a legendary debater.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like, he had this knack for reframing any argument in his favor.
Wow.
And so Robert Diltz was fascinated by this. He was like, how is he doing this?
Yeah.
So he studied him and kind of systematized these techniques into what we now call sleight of mouth patterns.
Oh, patterns. So there are patterns.
Yeah, like frameworks for shifting perspectives, different ways to respond to beliefs.
It sounds like verbal jiu-jitsu.
It is.
So can you give me an example of like how one of these patterns works?
Absolutely.
Right.
So let's take the redefine pattern.
Redefine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is where you change the meaning of a keyword in someone's belief.
Okay.
So, for instance, in the material, it talks about this example.
Yeah.
I can't work out because I have too many responsibilities.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Right.
Like I've been there.
So you might reframe that by saying, well, maybe it's not about having too many responsibilities, but rather about how you're prioritizing your time.
Oh.
So you see how that subtly shifts the focus? Instead of too many, it's about the prioritizing.
Yeah, like instead of feeling overwhelmed, you're prompted to think about time management.
Exactly.
It's like you're sneaking in a new way of looking at things.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just one pattern.
That's just one.
And there are how many?
There are 14.
14 patterns.
Yeah, the Doug O'Brien outlines.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have any favorites? Ones that are particularly useful in just like everyday life?
I find the model of the world pattern fascinating.
Model of the world.
It's based on the idea that everyone has their own unique perspective, like their own way of seeing the world, their own model of the world.
Yeah.
So instead of arguing with someone's belief, you acknowledge their model.
Okay.
And offer a different perspective.
So you're not like
right.
trying to prove them wrong.
No, you're just sort of expanding their view.
Expanding their view.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, let's say someone says all politicians are corrupt.
Okay. Yeah.
Instead of getting to a debate, you might say,
okay,
I understand why you might feel that way,
mm-hmm.
but I've also met politicians who are deeply committed to serving the public good. It's all about who you choose to focus on.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you're not dismissing their belief.
No, you're not.
You're just kind of offering a counterexample
that
might make them
reconsider. Exactly. And another pattern that I think is really powerful is apply to self.
Apply to self.
Yeah. And this one is all about reflecting the belief back onto the person who said it.
Oh.
Prompting them to kind of consider their own words and actions.
Okay.
So, for example, if someone says, you never listen to me.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Instead of getting defensive, you might respond with,
mm-hmm.
are you saying that being heard is important to you?
Oh.
So you see what we did there?
I do.
We shifted the focus.
You totally shifted it.
From blaming you to acknowledging their need to be heard.
That could really diffuse a tense situation.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got redefine model of the world and apply to self. Are there any other sleight of mouth patterns that are like good for everyday situations?
I think the hierarchy of criteria is one that comes up quite often.
Hierarchy of criteria.
Yeah, and this is where you shift the conversation to a higher value or a broader context.
Can you give me a real-world example?
Absolutely. So let's say you're trying to convince a friend to try a new restaurant,
Okay.
but they keep saying it's too expensive.
Yeah.
You could use the hierarchy of criteria pattern
Okay.
to say, sure, it might be a bit pricier, but wouldn't it be worth it to have an incredible dining experience with great company? Sometimes it's about more than just the cost.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're appealing to their desire
Yeah.
for a good time,
For a memorable experience.
rather than just focusing on the price. It's like
Exactly.
you're subtly changing
Yeah.
their priorities.
You're reframing.
Yeah, this is blowing my mind.
Right.
Like I'm starting to see how this could be
Yeah.
really useful in all sorts of situations,
Absolutely.
like from personal relationships to like professional negotiations. It's like
Yeah.
having this secret code
Yeah,
for
just that's a
communication.
great way to put it.
So we've got all these powerful techniques,
Yeah.
but like what about the ethics of it?
That's a great question and something we should definitely explore.
Yeah.
But first,
Yeah.
I think it would be helpful to look at how sleight of mouth is being used in fields like coaching and sales.
Okay. Yeah, because that's where it starts to feel a little tricky, you
Yeah, I'd
know?
agree.
All right, let's dive into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking at how sleight of mouth can be used in like coaching and sales.
Right.
And that's where it feels like
Yeah.
could be a little, I don't know,
Tricky.
tricky. Yeah, like when does skillful communication
Right. Yeah.
become
Right.
manipulative?
Well, I think it comes down to intention. Like, are you trying to help someone or are you trying to manipulate them?
Okay, so motive.
Yeah, motive.
But like how do you apply that to sales?
Right.
Because isn't the whole point of sales to
I
like
mean,
convince someone to buy something?
sure, but ethical sales is really about understanding the customer's needs and then helping them find a product or service that actually benefits them.
Okay.
It's not about pushing something on them
One.
that they don't need
Yeah.
or that they can't afford.
So how does sleight of mouth
Yeah.
fit into that?
Well, you can use it to reframe a customer's objections
Okay.
in a way that helps them see the value. So, for example, the article talks about a customer who objects to the price of something.
Yeah.
And so instead of just arguing about the cost, the salesperson uses the hierarchy of criteria pattern
Okay.
to shift the focus to the long-term value.
Got it.
So they might say something like, I understand that price is a consideration, but this product is built to last for years, saving you money in the long run. Wouldn't you agree that durability and reliability are important factors?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. So
You're not dismissing their concern,
dismissing it.
but you're reframing it.
Yeah, it feels more like a
Yeah,
collaboration.
exactly.
Okay, so what about coaching then?
Yeah. So in coaching, you can use sleight of mouth to help clients identify and reframe limiting beliefs
Oh, I,
that are holding them back.
yeah.
And the article gives this example of a
Yeah.
client who says, I'll never be successful because I lack experience.
Oh, yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
I've definitely thought that.
So instead of agreeing with the client, the coach can use the reality strategy pattern,
Reality strategy.
yeah, to
Okay.
challenge that belief.
Okay.
So they might respond
Yeah.
with, how do you define success? Is it really all about experience? Or is it more about having a clear vision, taking consistent action, and learning along the way?
That's a
Oh.
great way to
Yeah.
put it.
So you're shifting the focus from what they lack to what they can develop.
Yeah, it's really reframing it.
It is.
Okay, so we've talked about sales, we've talked about coaching.
Yeah.
What about just everyday life?
Right.
How can we use this with.
Well, I think once you start to understand these patterns, you start to see them everywhere.
Yeah.
You realize that every conversation is an opportunity
Oh, wow.
to reframe,
Okay.
to persuade, to influence,
Yeah.
to connect.
It's like you have this
Yeah.
secret decoder ring.
Exactly. And the more you practice, the more natural they become.
Yeah. So where do I even begin?
We'll just start by paying attention to the language you use.
Yeah, okay.
Notice how you frame things, how you respond to objections,
Yeah.
how you try to persuade others,
Yeah.
and then start experimenting
Okay.
with the patterns.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Like if someone says something and you think, oh, that's a belief that I could reframe, try it.
Just try it.
Yeah, and see what happens.
Okay.
You don't have to be a master
Okay, good.
of all 14 patterns.
Yeah.
to see results.
Right.
Just start with a few.
It's like learning a new language.
Yeah.
It feels awkward at first, but then
yeah, with practice,
it gets easier.
It does.
Okay. So we've talked about how to use this ethically with other people.
Yeah.
But can you use sleight of mouth on yourself?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And I think that leads us to a really powerful aspect of sleight of mouth.
Okay.
Which is its potential for personal transformation.
So we can use sleight of mouth on ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't really get how that works.
Well, think about all those like limiting beliefs that we have.
Mm.
You know, the I'm not good enough.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never be able to do that.
Yep. Those are the ones.
Those are beliefs that are holding us back.
Totally.
So what if you could use sleight of mouth to challenge those beliefs?
Mm.
Like reframe them into something more empowering.
Wait, so instead of using it on other people.
Right.
You're using it on your own, like, internal dialogue.
Exactly.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, it's like taking all that verbal jujitsu and turning it inward.
Okay.
So let's say your limiting belief is, I'm not creative.
Okay.
You could use the redefine pattern and say,
okay,
well, maybe I haven't discovered my creative outlet yet. Maybe I just need to explore different possibilities and experiment with new approaches.
So you're like changing the whole conversation in your head.
Exactly.
Instead of being like, I'm not.
Right.
You're like, maybe I haven't found it yet.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's all about possibility.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
But how do you actually do that?
Well, it can be as simple as like, you know, noticing that thought and then reframing it in your head. But you could also use it in your journaling.
Oh.
Your self-talk. Even in the way you frame your goals.
So it's all about just being more mindful.
It's about mindfulness.
Of the language you use with yourself.
With yourself, yeah.
So you're creating like a more...
You're creating a more supportive...
Positive.
Yeah, dialogue.
Yeah, I like that. It's like instead of...
Instead of beating yourself up, you're being your own cheerleader.
Exactly.
Right.
This is awesome. It's
yes.
like you're taking all this stuff we've learned about language and using it to like...
To become the best version of yourself.
Be better.
Yeah.
This has been a really cool...
Yeah.
Deep dive.
That have.
We started out talking about sleight of mouth, like, you know, this technique for communication.
Right.
And now we're talking about.
Yeah. And now it's about personal transformation.
Using it to transform ourselves.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful.
It is powerful.
So as we wrap up.
Yeah.
I want to leave our listeners with this.
Okay.
What limiting belief have you been holding on to?
Mm.
That's been holding you back.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, what is it?
And then
yeah.
see if you can use one of the sleight of mouth patterns to reframe it.
To reframe it.
You never know. It might change your whole perspective.
It might.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into that amazing power of your own mind.